Manners.
Well, manners.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard of them using manners now to catch big fish with.
Mm-hmm. I see. One thing I wanted to ask you about when I was asking you about plants and bushes, did you ever hear of people using any kind of roots or herbs or something like that for old-fashioned medicine?
Yes, there used to be some kind of an old bush grew in here. I don't ever see any of it now, called mullein. And people would pick that mullein leaves and wash it and boil it, make tea out of it, and give it to people for bad colds and coughs and all. And then sassafras trees, used to be lots of them here. And in the spring, they'd dig up the root of sassafras and wash it, clean it good, boil it. And it's honestly good. It tastes good. They drank it. They said it purified your blood, made you healthy. And I don't know where it done it or not. We all drank it there at home every spring because we loved it.
Yes, ma'am.
We drank it with our meal at dinner.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
Mm. But I haven't seen none of that in years.
Yes, ma'am. One other insect I meant to ask you about. Do you have grasshoppers around here?
Yeah, lots of them.
Is that what people call them usually?
Mm-hmm.
Just call them an old...
grasshopper.
Ever heard anybody turn that around and call it a hopper grass?
No.
Hadn't heard that? Yeah, I see. You know, sometimes when you're cleaning out your house, you'll see these things and they'll gather at the corners of your ceiling. You have to get a broom and get them out. You know that old filmy stuff?
They look like little bitty spiders or something, don't they? Yeah, I've seen them. I spray for them. I spray all in the corners of my house and around the edge up down so they won't get after us.
Do you ever have trouble with spider webs or cobwebs?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't have no much trouble here with it, but I have a time or two seen a little bit of cobweb get right up in the corner there. Mm-hmm. I reckon it's some little bitty spiders put there, but if you spray it with hot shots, you won't have no more.
Is that right?
And that's good for it.
I see.
And I used to could just climb like a squirrel and kept a step ladder, and I'd just go all over the house and spray and paint and do as I please and go up the set the ladder against all them up trees and trim them up high and all, and now I can't do it. And things don't look like they used to look. And now Lori, and she told you the truth when she said she weren't no cook. Some things, she actually cooked some good steak though for dinner today, and had some baked ash potatoes that went together good. And then I had some good pear preserves. I was on something sweet. I didn't get to bake my cake this morning, so I just eat pear preserves. And she won't work in the yard, though. She won't trim up nothing. She won't rake up the leaves, and she won't do nothing. She said she didn't work in the yard. And I don't know where I'm going to keep Loretta very long or not. She's just too high.
Yeah.
But I do hate to go to a rest home.
I know.
But nobody else is paying what I'm paying. Nothing like it.
Well, you always hear people say it's hard to get good health. I guess you just have to pay through the nose for them.
Now, her sister is working for a woman at she gets $1.50 an hour and is well satisfied with it. And here she is. And she works for just one old lady. And here's Lorie working here for me and getting $2.69 an hour. And I don't even need her the hours that she stays.